welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 10. In this episode, I'll be presenting news and updates, your feedback, plus we'll be looking at aspects of love, and we'll also be hearing from the Ascended Master, Maitreya. News and updates. Well, it has been a little while since my last podcast, and I must say that much has happened to me on a personal level since then. I've since sold my home, but I wasn't able to purchase a new one in time. So I've come to stay with some friends for a couple of months while I find a new home. So it means that my schedule has been put on hold to a degree, but I'm keen to get this particular episode out, so here goes. What this has meant is that my temple, my personal Wednesday night group, from which all of these recordings originate, has been moved temporarily in anticipation of, obviously, my purchasing a new house. And one of the reasons that I moved is because of the limitation of space in my previous home. I may have mentioned before that my temple room actually could only ever hold 10 chairs. So I found that Spirit would only ever bring me 10 people, which is quite a small group considering the, in my opinion, profound output from this grouping. So I put out to Spirit that if I moved, I'd like to find the perfect home, which would allow me to create a much larger temple space and therefore attract many more people to me. Well, as I speak, I have indeed actually found a house that I quite like, and it has a double garage, which I'm going to convert into a temple. It's not available for a few months, but that is the plan. And I actually have a feeling that once I get into this new property, that there's going to be quite a significant shift in both the temple and perhaps the way in which I've been channeling. Because we know that change happens on many levels. One big change will often bring about a whole range of change. So I'm quite excited by this, and I'll keep you posted. But I do believe there is going to be perhaps a new direction toward the end of this year for the temple experience. And lastly, the other news is that our White Star Temple, our network, a social network that was created as a Ning site, N-I-N-G, and which we have a link to from the front page of my website. Unfortunately, it's going to be closing very soon, not because of myself or any of the members, but because the company that provides this free service is no longer going to provide it freely. And I'd rather not have people pay to join. So instead, I'll be creating, in the very near future, a White Star Temple Facebook account membership. And I'll let you know so that existing members can cross over to the Facebook page, and also anyone else who cares to become part of this. It's a marvellous opportunity to share with like-minded people who are enjoying the Ascended Masters and their experience with the recordings and in their personal meditations in the temple. Well, that's it for me. Next, we're going to hear from you.
Yes, Soltik, I'm just ringing to thank you so much again for the last set of the White Star Temple recordings. I find they're absolutely wonderful. I just love the energy that comes through each and every one. They're just so beautiful, so uplifting, and steering us all in the right direction, helping with our everyday life and beyond.
Thank you. For this episode, I'd like to introduce to you something a little bit different. I host a Thursday night group at a spiritual centre called Miriam Gardens here in my hometown, Newcastle, Australia. And in that group, I of course do a channeling within the temple. But prior to that, I also facilitate a kind of informal discussion group. And what I've been doing is drawing extracts from various Ascended Master lectures and putting them together under a particular topic. For example, one Thursday evening we looked at the idea of the Alpha Omega. The next week we looked at the Ascended Master's perception of what it means to be in human form, what humanness is within the greater context of creation. We've also looked at the concept of higher thought and consciousness, and we looked at the Ascended Master's viewpoint on love. And it's been met with great success, and it's good fun to do. So today I'd like to share with you a couple of extracts from the evening that we did on aspects of love. So I've taken these out of context of much longer lecture transcripts. I'm only going to read to you a couple of them, but I thought they were quite interesting. And the first one is from Mary, who says, "Works of the heart are the doorway to service through which one must pass. That is a key, let us say. For the wisdom of the heart is simplicity itself, nothing too complicated, for then that becomes for the mind, and we seek the heart. It has its wisdom, and the heart of one whom is integrated in their magnificence, and who is upon a pathway toward mastery, is a formidable tool for divinity. Simplicity. I would encourage this in your endeavours, for then the mind has little chance of imposing conditions of right and wrong. These will distract from the only energy, from the only source of power, from the only tool there ever is, love. The power of love. It is a power. In human terms, one speaks of how powerfully love can affect things, but love is a power. It is of the same frequency as divinity, let us say. It is a power, so then it is a power to be harnessed and approached as if it were electricity, so to speak. And there is a distinction between working with love and working with the power of love. It is a living energy, of course. It is the energy of life. Words are inadequate. It is power that I speak of. It is an action, a force, so much more than the human framework. When you have electricity, it flows in all its untempered power, and then you have your outlets, and you would plug something in, and then suddenly the electricity becomes a lamp, a toaster, music, perhaps. Well, so it is with the power of love, unbridled power. Until perception from the individual and from the collective consciousness gives it a purpose, an effect, a construct, a definition. But it of itself is none of these things, but fuels them all. But what if you worked more closely with the power of love in its natural form? It is high attainment to come to an integrated understanding of this power. When you experience the energies of those whom you call the ascended ones, and the energies of the higher spectrum, you have almost been overwhelmed by the strength of it. It comes not from the individual, not from the master, but flows through the universal power of love. So you know then how strong this can feel as a power unto itself. It's more than an emotion, more than a feeling, and more than a description of love. The one that you know of as Jesus, the one with whom I am so closely and lovingly connected, understood, and worked with love in ways that transcended what had gone before, he understood the power of love in its natural form. He raised the dead, healed the sick, ascended. Look to his words for simplicity." Well, I hope you enjoyed that extract from Mary. And I really resonate to the idea of love being this amazing power that's completely neutral in a way, that is so powerful that it would indeed overwhelm us as humans. We experience, I guess, a third dimensional reality of love. And love, I suppose, appears perhaps differently in all dimensions of being. But the original source of love, as Mary says, the untempered and unbridled source of love, that which is just so astonishingly powerful, would be just incredible to work with. As she says, Jesus did, and he was able to raise the dead. Such is the power of that love, divine love in its natural form. So it's quite interesting to me that she should talk of power, love in this regard, because we do bring emotion to it. We experience love as a feeling here in our dimension. Anyway, it's food for thought. Next, we're going to hear from Sananda, who is, of course, the higher aspect of Jesus, or Jesus when Jesus is not in physical form. So Sananda says, "You are awash with the purest, most blissful waves of love, divine impulses moving across the waters of you. It is an illusion that these waves come to you, for that implies externalization. It is the fabric of existence. It is the fabric of reality that ripples, that is a conduit for movement. And as you are part of the fabric of existence, and as reality is held within your consciousness, it is you who ripples and who is in movement. Love is the background of existence, is the canvas on which both you and the divine mind paints existence. It is not separate, it is not external, it does not come to you. Rather, it moves the fabric of you. It is the fabric, and it is from divinity that the movement is initiated. And the fabric of love has been laid out for all eternity, is never withdrawn. Held within the fabric of love is all wisdom and understanding. It sustains the Alpha Omega and all that is ever written for eternity, written upon, of course, what you call the Book of Life. You often declare that love is all, and so it is, for it contains consciousness, is the divine mind, we may say, though that which I speak of is but the faintest expression of truth. Consciousness held within the inscrutable divine essence of love, and therefore within all consciousness, all reality, all knowing, and all evolution. It is so simple. Which is why love leads to the greatest spiritual unfolding, for it releases and allows the unlocking of all that is held within. So when you are awash with love, you are awash with all knowledge and all knowing also, the explosion of all meaning arriving all at once from divinity to you. It comes on the breath of love. Bliss is instantaneous understanding of all, without thought, without recognition. The mind of God becoming yours. The seeking of spiritual knowledge is not necessary the more you journey into love. For as I have said, through love will come all understanding. Seek this foremost. It will lead you to where your soul desires to travel. Spiritual understanding, of course, does not come to those who have never loved and who are not loving. For you to further your pathway, it must now be illuminated by the fabric of love. Love as the broader expression. Love in its natural form. It means becoming more intimate with your God. But I am sure this is welcome. Fortunately, our Creator projects the divine mind of love through the prism of creation where it is fragmented into infinite facets of existence. So then, there are many pathways that love travels upon for you to follow. Do you know that when you love another, you form a ripple upon the fabric of love? This ripple goes outward forever. It never diminishes. All love generated by God's children moves forevermore. It is beautiful. All the love you have allowed in all lifetimes, in all realms, continues to move across the fabric of life. It is linked to you. It is yours and you are known by it. Wonderful. It journeys back to the source of all. Your love changes the fabric of creation. It is your immortality, the ripples of love you send out. Well, I'm sure you would agree that that's a really beautiful extract from Sananda. And I love how he links love with wisdom. And the Ascended Masters have said this many times, that knowledge is simply knowledge until it passes through the gateway of the heart and then it becomes wisdom. So all wisdom originates through love, which makes perfect sense. And so I love when he says, you don't need to seek out, what does he say, spiritual knowledge, because all you need to do is allow for love, and then that spiritual understanding will come. And that's so true. And I also enjoyed the fact that he says that our love is forever linked to us and moves forever throughout creation. I really love that. And the idea that our love actually goes back to the mind of God. So I do believe that there's some profound insights in both of those extracts. I have quite a number more, but I do try to keep these episodes short. In time, I will make these extracts available on my website. I'll put them online as transcripts. So keep your eye open there. My website is www.melchizedekuniversity.com, and Melchizedek is spelled Melchizedek. And at the end of this episode, as usual, I will give you a free Ascended Master lecture, and it will be focused on love. Well, lastly, we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture from within the White Star Temple. The White Star Temple, of course, is a vibrational temple, and it stands outside of space and time, and it's where the Ascended Masters come to us and where we journey in our higher consciousness to meet them, and they give us their energies and we give them ours, and they bring us these words of wisdom. They also bring much more communication that's unspoken, that's transferred energetically. On the theme of love, I'm including one from Maitreya. And Maitreya is of Christ consciousness, as is Sananda. In this particular meditation, Maitreya encourages us to become an emissary of the heart, and I thought that this would be most appropriate. As ever, I encourage you to listen to this lecture while in a meditative state of mind, and in that way you'll receive the unspoken communication and the energies which will greatly enhance the understanding. Well, thank you for your time and joining me, and I hope to connect with you again soon. So all the best. Bye from now. And I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Maitreya, who journeys with you this day. We elevate into the embrace of your temple. We find ourselves fully supported amidst the many whom gather with us we are enveloped by very high conscious beings at this time. Take the opportunity to come into your higher consciousness. It is easier now to fall into the greater depth . You are becoming masters, let us say, of these energies. You are acclimatizing more than you realize. Come into your greater awareness. Expand your vision. Flow outward. Those whom are present merge with you. We are of one mind. I come this day as an emissary of the heart. That is the signature of the aspect which comes to you. Come into your greater depth. I bring with me the vibration of the universal heart. For through love do we exist. Come into the oneness. Observe those whom join you, but see them as not separate. As one mind this day, we are falling into the stillness. We are passing through a gateway into the interior of ourselves, the universe within, where the vibration of love exists. The stillness arrives. clarity comes. We are able to perceive all expanse, all expanse. Look beyond the form of size and boundaries. Wherever you focus your consciousness, a divine depth unfolds itself. As if in an instance you traversed the length and breadth of creation. We come into the interior of our one mind, this gathering. Let go. Join us. I am an emissary of the heart. We are of one mind. We become an emissary. We deepen. Do you feel this? You are huge, vast. Waves of elevation pass through us. We see, as if for the first time, that we own this interior. We own the universe of ourselves. Surrender. Pour yourself into the embrace of oneness, that which those whom join you bring. They come in high attainment. You are fortunate. as one mind. We bring our collective consciousness to a focal point. We become a gateway. We open up. We are becoming a gateway for the universal heart. You begin to experience a new elevation of energies. You begin to experience the reflection and echo of the most incredible power of love in its natural form. Bring this into your awareness. You are the whole of your universe, and your universe is opening to love, there is a rush of energy. As a river of love gushes through the gateway of you, and we stay in the stillness. We hold the gateway open. In our power, with our perception, we are powerful. The energies are quite enormous within us. The gateway that we are is more vast than any universe the human mind can conceive. Measurement is irrelevant. We know the presence of divinity is with us. A sun that we cannot see at this time, but which we feel the warmth of. And so we radiate we begin to perceive. That where the interior of our love flows, so then God's grace manifests. Become an emissary of the heart in ways beyond human definition. In ways which connect universes together. A conduit for grace to follow. There is no lack of love within creation. There is no measurement of it. As you expand your perception, more love pours into your consciousness. It is not measurable. It is not a consequence of creation, but rather, creation is a consequence of love, and therefore, its properties are unknowable. Gateways are always formed within creation. This is how creation expands. Every soul, every consciousness has the capacity to form new openings through which love pours, and so the universes evolve. Continue. The fabric of life is woven by how it is. That we affect each other, a gift to each this day, the most incredible heart-shaped ruby upon a golden chain. It is symbolic, of course, you will notice that held deeply within it, there is a flame. It is part of me. For at this high aspect of the one whom you call Maitreya, I am an igniter of love. You continue to journey through the physicality of your life. We have opened a gateway. We whom gather. As all is multidimensional, this gateway expresses itself in all dimensions of being, including, of course, that which is your third dimension. Your journey begins anew. Come into the stillness. Ones of high attainment bring blessings this day. They need not communicate. For the gateway of their heart is open to you. You hold these high energies more than you realize. Do this with purpose now. And I am Maitreya. Stay within the embrace of these energies a little while longer. Adonai.